Welcome to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. Happy Saturday, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful fourth last week. I am here today with two amazing goddesses, and it's a really special series that we are starting. It's called Spirituality in the Workplace. A lot of people have been talking about this subject and how we are really coming into oneness and finding that we don't need to live two different lives. We can be fully in who we are, embrace our truth, walk our path, and incorporate that into the work that we do here on the planet. So I couldn't think of two more better examples who are really demonstrating that to me. And it's an honor to start off this first half of the show with a amazing friend and someone who really demonstrates a lot in the world of integrity and beauty. So I'm pleased to welcome to the show Fontina Becker, who is an estate attorney and right here in New Mexico. And we're excited you are here in studio at the lab in Albuquerque, which is rare because a lot of the people we talk to are all over the world. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, for doing this show. This is, I feel actually really lucky to be in the studio in this space because it's a pretty spectacular space, really good energy here. So I'm really happy to be here.
We should take more pictures. If people are on Facebook, you can go to the lab. We do have a few pictures, but it is a pretty energized space. We have all sorts of murtis and deities and incense and candles, and we create the atmosphere that reflects who we are. This is our workplace. And so when people come in, it invokes the energy of what Howard and I are about and what the show's about. So it's perfect segue getting into what you're about. So tell everybody a little bit about your background, just so from the legal standpoint and who you are and what you do as a profession.
So as you said, I'm an estate planning attorney here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's been a long, you know, twisted turning journey to get to where I am right now. I finished law school at UNM 7 years ago, and it was, you know, It's been a journey to find my way in this field. This is not always the easiest field to live your truth. But I'm super grateful that I now have found this niche that I really feel suits me, and that I'm able to be of service and help other people with specifically this estate planning work that I do in the legal field. And what it looks like is I mostly work with seniors, not exclusively, but my elders, it's a population that I really love working with, I'm constantly learning from. And I also often work with people that are lower income. And so, you know, that's another sort of niche that not a lot of people are doing that sort of work really intentionally. And I am, because I did sort of find my way here through working for a nonprofit that worked with seniors and worked with lower income people. And now I'm doing that on my own. Mm-hmm. And it's been a real gift, and I'm very, very grateful.
So did you know that this was the practice that you wanted to do when you were in law school, or when did it evolve? Like, I'm going to work with the elderly, I'm going to work with lower income, I'm going to prepare, because what you do is so crucial to matters. I know personally, having walked recently through end-of-life situations and all the elements that come together, how vital it is to have so many things in place before. So was this a calling in law school, or how did it evolve into like this direct line of work?
It was something I was interested in law school, in taking those sorts of classes, wills and trusts and estate planning. It was something that I sort of gravitated to, but I certainly didn't see myself doing that type of work. What brought me to law school was animal issues. I was really interested in animal advocacy and being a voice for non-human animals. And I did work in that field after law school and enjoyed that. But it's, you know, all of working in the legal field, it's an uphill battle. You're working in a system that's, you know, that's flawed, that's fundamentally flawed and broken, and it can be really discouraging. And so eventually I found my way to a nonprofit that worked with seniors, and I focused entirely on the estate planning aspect to it. And I felt like I had landed, that I was home, that I was working with people, that I was holding a really safe space for them to talk about really difficult things. When you're talking about death, you know, that's a really uneasy and ungrounding place to be.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm able to hold that space and to, you know, make my clients feel really safe in talking about really difficult family issues. I mean, it brings up everything, and they have to open up right away, kind of to a stranger, about some really intimate issues, and so I felt good every day at work, every time that I got to have these special connection moments, like heart-to-heart moments with my clients. And through that process of talking about those really difficult issues, what comes is a clearing of space. Mm. And so while we're talking about this heavy issue of death and planning for it, the reality of it, through that comes this opening, this release, and then
the levity.
Yes, the levity. And then my clients are able to focus on life. Mm. So in my office, yes, we're talking about death, but then when we're done, when we've completed, you know, that process, they're free. They're free to just live, to you know, be present and not think about that death aspect anymore.
That's you, though. I mean, for me, knowing you, you come in and you bring in the light. I mean, you're talking about subjects, as you said, that are dense. So the vibration of density is so heavy. And you come in and you show them how to kind of lift and expand beyond that. And I just can't imagine. Well, I can't imagine. I know 100% how golden that is for them to have that. I mean, it's such safe space. And that is the beauty of spirituality in the workplace, is being able to invoke your own light essence into situations. And I don't think a lot of people are quite there yet. That's why this is such a great topic, because look what you're doing. I mean, every moment of your day is rewarding when you're speaking to these people who are like, wow, I can move forward into the journey, or wherever they're transitioning, or not yet, or whatever's happening. So,
yeah, thank you for saying that. That's how it feels. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had situations where you have clients that are already awake, they're totally connected in, and they sought you out because they knew you were someone who was a little bit more conscious, or you just came together and found out you both, you know, were following, you know, more open idea of existence?
Well, it mostly works just really serendipitously, just kind of finding each other, but in very random ways. But more and more, as you know, my practice grows, I think that is happening, where that word of mouth, that's mainly, you know, how I get a lot of my clients, that word of mouth. And one of my clients tells, you know, their brother or sister or friend, neighbor, this was my experience with this attorney, and I think it was kind of rare, and you know, you might want to check this out.
Sure. They magnetized you now. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah. that's kind of how it's ending up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Do you have, actually, I should ask, do you have a website, or, you know, in case people are just tuning in, we're talking to Fontina Becker about conscious spirituality through her work as an estate attorney. Is there a way they can contact you, or, yeah, just let them know right now, and then we'll talk about it more on the next segment.
I'm working on a website right now, and I just moved into a really beautiful new office. I'm excited about that, but you are more than welcome to email me or call me. My email is fbeckerlaw@gmail.com, and my phone is 505-944-6726, and those are the best two ways to contact me right now, but I will have a website eventually.
When we come back, let's talk more about the actual work that you do for people who are looking for this sort of service, and talk more about your background and how spirit is present in all that we do. All right, you're listening to Zeta Global Radio, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Patricia from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness. Are you ready to live your most vibrant life? I can help you lose those stubborn extra pounds painlessly and permanently. And as a special offer for ZGR listeners, I'd like to offer 11 sessions for the price of 10, and that includes nutritional and lifestyle counseling as well. Visit SculptLaserLipo.com or email SculptLaserLipo@gmail.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostosky is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, home is where you park it.
Welcome back to ZGR. Thank you for tuning in today on Saturday as we talk to beautiful, amazing, talented attorneys here today, Fontina and Dea. Both are here, and we'll get to Dea in a little bit on the next segment. But right now, we are gifted here in the studio with Fontina Becker, a state attorney, and we are talking just about the evolution of her work working with the elderly and low-income individuals here in New Mexico, as well as incorporating who she is as a spiritual being. So let's just get into that. So when we say spiritual being, do you have particular practices? I know we talked about offline, and I know you, as someone who really follows yogic and all sorts of yoga practices. So, I mean, if you're hearing this, and I know a lot of you are, you're meeting an attorney who practices yoga, who's conscious. I mean, these are just, for me, this is like changing times. Because even if there was somebody who was, say, spiritual in the past, I don't think they would really ever feel like they were able to showcase that or share that. Don't you agree? Or have you met many people, or did you in law school feel like you met kindred spirits?
There were a few. Yeah, there were a few. And, you know, there are definitely a lot of people in law school who really, you know, were there for the right reasons, wanting to do good in the world, wanting to create real change and justice and give a voice to those that don't have it. But also, you know, like I said, we're working within a system where that's difficult to do. So it's difficult to continue that path and carry on that edict. And so, you know, it's been an interesting journey, and yoga has absolutely helped me get into my body and out of my mind, and to, you know, unite that mind, body, spirit, every aspect of my life, occupation, desires, dreams, goals. You know, yoga has been able to help, yoga and meditation has really assisted me in being able to walk this path.
Have you been able to share that with your clients? Because here you are in seemingly sometimes very stressful situations. As you said, these are topics that no one really wants to talk about. Now sometimes they're forced into it because times of, you know, situations have lent themselves to this. Other people have pre-planned, but it's still stressful nonetheless because no one likes to think about it. And then suddenly sometimes it's here without any notice. Do you incorporate anything like giving them breathing exercises or different things that allow them to show a little bit of your world?
Yeah, I do. Maybe not so much the breathing exercises, but sort of redirecting and maybe focusing on a safer place that we touched upon earlier and getting back to that space. Definitely, you know, stretching a little bit. You know, a lot of my clients are seniors, and I've been able to cross over and do a lot of senior yoga outside of my office, but within my office as well. Because that's a healing process. And then the other thing is I often have, one of my two dogs in the office with me. He's a small dog and he's really loving, and he loves to sit on my clients' laps if they welcome that. And he calms them down immediately. Oh. They just start.
What's his name?
His name is Cinder. Oh. And he's brilliant. I definitely work all of those aspects into the time that I share with my clients.
Wow. I want to get into the work. And so here we talk about you're an estate attorney. For some people, they don't even know what that means. So they think that might just mean a will. Mm-hmm. But there's a myriad of other There are a myriad of other elements to what you do. So why don't we share about that? Because I think it's so crucial. You don't have to be in your older years to be thinking about that. You should be, you know, maybe thinking about this. Well, you talk about it. You know, when should somebody be thinking about the things that you do?
Right now.
Yeah.
I mean, now is the best time because that piece, that really gentle piece and opening of space when you don't have to worry about those things. So if it's ever in the back of your mind, that little bit of worry, you know, just a little kind of thought gnawing at you, then that's the time to you know, address these issues. Because once you have, then that little thought that might just keep poking at you, it goes away. So most people don't end up doing these sorts of things until they're older, until maybe a death of another family member or friend, and realize how unpredictable this life, this journey is, and how we just don't know. But any time is a great time. And so a little bit about what I do with my clients, you know, as an estate planning attorney. We do talk about death, so we're talking about, okay, what do I want to happen when I pass away? Where do I want my things to go? I want to be thoughtful about this now as a gift that I'm giving, not even a monetary gift, maybe just a gift of a sort of easefulness around that time when you pass. And then your family and friends are there grieving. If you've taken care of some of these items ahead of time, you're making it infinitely easier mm-hmm. on those family and friends when they're in that grieving process. So if you do have a will, if you do have, in New Mexico and many other states, have this instrument called a transfer on death deed, which deals with the transferring of any real property upon death.
Does that skip probate? Is that what that is?
Exactly. Okay. These are all tools to use to avoid that probate process, because the probate process is a long one, and it's cumbersome, and it can be confusing, and that's the last thing that you want to be dealing with when you are grieving and after your loss. So so that is almost always the goal, to avoid probate, the court that deals with estates when one passes, and to just kind of make it smooth and easy. And for, you know, when you give it this thought and attention ahead of time, that means that exactly what you wanted to happen, where you wanted your things, your money, your real property to go, you know, maybe your last wishes of how, you know, how you wanted the ceremony to be. Think, when all of that's taken care of, then there's not going to be any margin for error.
Sure.
You've taken care of it, and you've expressed that. It's so important to express that to our family and friends, and so that they can carry it out just the way you wanted it. And then the other part of estate planning is talking about life, which is powers of attorney. So there's a healthcare power of attorney, and there's a financial and durable power of attorney, that where you name an agent and you say, I trust this person or people to be able to act on my behalf with really important stuff, health matters and, you know, money, financial and property matters. I trust this person so that if I'm ever in a position, still while living, but not able to take care of those matters on my own, these are the people that I've named. That's a really important part of it, especially with our aging population, because, you know, the issue of nursing homes and, like, these big choices of care, you know, when we age. So that's kind of two different sides of the coin, but both really, really important.
So people need to have a power of attorney, even if they're married, because the person, your spouse, automatically makes the decisions, or they don't? Or does the power of attorney supersede that?
They do, most generally. But for, say, for example, you know, with our LGBT community, that's, if that's not recognized yet, you know, and that's changing, thankfully.
Sure. Yeah.
But if that's not recognized, then that person that is the most important person, they're not necessarily the one that's going to be the person that's asked and listened to, or involved in the whole process. So, and, you know, just because you are married, that might not, you know, you might want a second person involved. You might want, you know, it's always good to have a backup choice. So that's, it's still important for everybody of all ages to have your powers of attorney. So, so important.
And then also, do you work on living trusts? Is that another area? Or is that similar to what we're talking about? Just for people are clear.
Yeah, it's similar. So yes, you know, with the estate planning, there's also, you know, the idea of a trust, of a testamentary trust, which is after death, or a living trust where you can change it at any given time. Trusts have been in fashion for quite some time, and they're really ideal for some people, but most people, you know, their main asset is their home, and they don't necessarily need the trust, even though it's a little bit of a, you know.
It's not passé, or is it passé?
A little bit.
I don't hear many people really talking about them anymore, but I know that some people have it.
I think it is coming out of vogue a little bit, and there are good reasons for that, because they're
gotcha.
You know, my way of going about things is always simplify, and trust can be more complex. Now, every client is different, and they might have different needs, but you can totally accomplish your goals with a very straightforward, simple estate plan.
So clients who want to meet you and work with you, do they have to be residents of New Mexico, or how does it work for what you do?
I have worked with people outside of New Mexico.
Okay.
Now, every state is different, so I would just need to check in with, you know, the law in that particular state, but many follow what's called the Uniform Probate Code, and so there's a lot of congruence as well. So I've worked with people all over.
Okay, great. Good, because we have listeners from all over. Mm-hmm. It works really well. So, okay, let's give them, because we're just about out of time, your information again, or your phone number or email or whatever you'd like to give our ZGR listeners.
So my phone number is 505-944-6726, and you can contact me by email at fbeckerlaw@gmail.com. That's F as in Frank, B-E-C-K-E-R, law@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. So with just a minute left, is there any words of wisdom or best practices that you just might want to share that, you know, maybe one or two great tips that can leave everybody with today?
Well, thank you so much for having me and for talking about this really interesting subject matter of trying to live a life of purpose and truth and authenticity, you know, with our higher selves and aligned with, so that it's not just in one aspect of your life and it doesn't carry over into your occupation or career. It's a gift to be able to live that authentic life. And it's not always easy, but it is beautiful. And I'm super grateful for the opportunity to work with my elders and work with people from all walks of life. I learn as much as I ever teach in every single interaction, be it small or large. And I just, I encourage everyone to, you know, to strive for that, to be that, because it's a really blissful place to be.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're such an inspiration. I'm sure everybody out there feels the same way. And we'll have information about Fontina and her practice on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, as well as bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio. Thank you again. It's just been an absolute yummy pleasure having you here. When we come back, we will be speaking more about spirituality in the workplace with divorce attorney and mediator Susan Dea Humway. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com and on our Facebook at Sold the Movie on Facebook, and our Twitter is Sold Movie. And we do hope that when the film comes out that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16, when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, I'm Mindy, owner of Differently Designed Custom Stationery and Premier Invitations. Your invitation to your special event is the very first impression your guests will receive. Let's make it spectacular together. Whether it's a major gala, fundraiser, art opening, or social event, Differently Designed will work with you worldwide to design a unique and memorable look and feel that is exclusively yours. Visit us at differentlydesigned.com. Mention you've heard us on Zeta Radio and receive 10% off your first order of $100 or more.
Attention, ZGR listeners. Are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Hi, this is Michael Ostaski, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante, and today we are talking about spirituality in the workplace with two amazing attorneys. We just got to spend incredible, beautiful time with Fontina Becker, talking about her work with estate attorney work, wills, trust, everything you need to know about how to care for your loved ones. And if you did miss that segment, we will have an archive available for you coming up, and you can look for that on bbsradio.com/ZetaGlobalRadio. And now it is my absolute honor and pleasure to announce not only is she a dear friend of mine as well, but she's so gifted and talented in the work of divorce and mediation. And a big topic, of course, that's really in the headlines these days is conscious uncoupling. And we know that in the headlines, we saw that with Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, and now, unfortunately, we see Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck going through that and choosing to do it consciously. So without further ado, I am pleased again to bring to the Zeta Global Airwaves Susan Sophia Dea-Hamwe. Thank you, Dea, for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, so I think this is so powerful. We had a lot of people write in talking about how this is such a great topic, the topic of spirituality in the workplace, and how people like you and people like Fontina, as lawyers, a profession that's not always looked upon as conscious, are bringing forward with such grace the work that you do. And I loved what you said on air about being a conscious peacemaker as an attorney. So let's just talk about a little bit about you and the work that you've been doing.
The work that I've been doing, I've always, as a lawyer, I've always worked with families and children. I always gravitated towards that. As a child, you know, I've always wanted to create peace in my family. So it kind of was a segue into when I became a lawyer. I just gravitated towards working with families and children. And that's where I started. I started in juvenile court in South Central Los Angeles, and I represented families and children who, you know, got in trouble with the law criminally. And I had a lot of passion to work with the children. So that's where I started. And then I evolved into working as a mediator for the last, I would say, about 14 years. I've been just basically, my practice has been working with families and holding space for them to consciously move through the divorce process.
So the hot topic that you hear, and in fact, I've seen it a lot on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen that people make their announcement that they have come together to consciously uncouple. And I know that. And then there's almost like a decree that I've been seeing on Facebook when beautiful spiritual beings decide that they've evolved into a new path. And I don't know if you've seen those, but I just, every time I stop and read them, like how beautiful that people are like choosing to being grace. I mean, how often do you see that in your practice?
Well, it's not always so graceful at the beginning, but, you know, it's like they make that conscious choice. So this is, you know, a very difficult time, these transition periods where they're getting divorced. And, you know, it's just really great because they're living what they say. They want to create more peace on the planet. They want to create more peace. And then they choose to go through this, which, of course, not only serves to help themselves, but their families and their children and all of that. And it's just such a great way to transition in the difficult times. And, you know, I could talk more about my office is on a yacht in Marina Del Rey. So they get to come to this really lovely environment where they can just really work it out and talk and choose this for themselves and their family.
Well, I'm picturing myself right there being on the water. You know, the water is balancing and also means flow. And here you are creating. See, that's a perfect model, is creating the environment. Some people like to feng shui their offices, and you have your couples meet on a yacht, which allows such a graceful way to come together. So do you see an immediate change in people? Like they come on huffing and puffing up the ramp and then they get there?
Yeah, they're so fun. Yeah, they're just like, wow. And you can just feel like a lifting and a lightness of their being as they aboard the yacht and they just smell the fresh air and they sit in the office. This is, of course, feng shuied, and we have crystals, and we really, really, really create that intention of peace in the space. And they feel it, you know, and it really helps. It serves. It serves to relax a bit and open up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that, you know, in different situations. A lot of times the environment is intimidating. It's sterile. It's almost you are very contracted. And then there's people like you who intentionalize the space. You set the grid. You create atmosphere. And I can only imagine what that does for the people that you work with, because it's such a tenuous time, like you said. It's transitional, but it doesn't have to be that way. And to come out the other side and have such amicability in the work is probably really very rewarding for you.
It's rewarding, and there's so many levels of how it ripples out into creating more peace on the planet and creating more peace in the relationships, because they did choose to go through this way of working things out. And
it's like the old paradigm versus the new.
Contained and empowering themselves. So even if they're having pain and they're going through so much emotion and so much, that they're actually choosing to come together and create their own solution rather than giving their power away to a judge or somebody outside of themselves is really, really transformational. And, you know, the children are always watching, you know, how the parents are acting. You know, I always remind them that they're really, you know, it's just such a lovely that you've chosen to do it this way, even though it may not be easy, you know, because you're saving so much time energy, money energy, emotional energy, and you guys are communicating again. You know, there's often a lot of breakdowns in communication. And, you know, we create this space where maybe they haven't talked because, you know, there was a breakdown of trust or you know, over the years. And you know, the magic happens when the space is set for them to actually start communicating. And we use a lot of tools to help open that up for them.
So part of what we're sharing with the Zeta Global Radio listeners is how we incorporate who we are as spiritual beings into our profession. So the question I have for you is, when you decided to go into mediation and working on divorce cases, was there a time where you said to yourself, I can go the regular route as a corporate attorney, you know, and be sort of that image? Or were you clear, knowing who you were, like, this is who I am, and I'm incorporating that into my profession? I'm just wanting to share with the audience how we weave ourselves, our own personal path, into what we do.
Right. So, you know, growing up, truth and justice and all of that freedom and those ideals were so important to me. And then I graduated from law school and I started working in a regular law firm, and I was like, oh, this doesn't feel good. It was like so adversarial and combative, and you know, I was actually told I wasn't anal retentive enough. And, you know, I was like, whoa, you know, I come from a background of Kundalini yoga, and I became a Kundalini yoga teacher, and kindness and compassion is sort of in my DNA and my blood really deeply ingrained. And so that the model of the adversarial system didn't fit into my where I was. So I quickly moved into working with families and children in South Central, which was, there was a lot of mediation in that area as well. And then I just devoted my whole life, my whole practice to mediation, because I felt that was the way that I could best serve my spiritual path as well as serve families. And I stopped taking as many cases in court that were more in the other paradigm, and just focused on transformational mediation.
So thank you for that. And so when you first started to meet with clients, was it received right away, or were there some who felt like, wow, this is so different? I mean, it's great for me to see what it's like for you to, like, be who you are to people who you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would come in, like, they had no experience in mediation. They're, you know, going, they're like, wow, we didn't know that we could do this so quickly, and it could be, we don't have to go to court, and we don't have to see a judge, and we don't have to do all these things, and that we can actually come here on a boat, you know, and that you know, at the end of sessions, a lot of times they would hug, and, you know, it was like there's so much magic in the process. And that's where I get my joy and my purpose, and I continue, you know, this practice, because there's a lot of that going on. But there is a lot of surprise on how much ease and grace it can be. I'm not saying it's easy, though, necessarily, because it's a tough subject, but... And the process allows for more ease and grace.
Well, we only have another minute here before we get into the next segment, and we will continue talking about the work that you do and if for people who are interested in it. Do you have a website in this last minute here and some contact information, and then we'll take a break?
Yes. You can go to one of our websites. It's www.settlementworks.com. That's SETTLEMENTWORKS.com. And you can read about what we do, and you can reach me at 310-210-7550.
Okay, great. We'll take a short break, and then we will have more discussion on spirituality in the workplace with Daya in the divorce world. We'll be right back.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Hi, I'm Lainey Savante-Quirk, host of Zeta Global Radio. ZGR is excited to be a media partner at this year's Pure Living Expo taking place in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd through 27th. Get ready to cleanse, rejuvenate, and empower yourself with the best of the best health luminaries of today. This gathering is more than just workshops, talks, and keynote presentations. You'll experience those along with the Pure Living Cafe, Earth School, Expo Showroom, a dance party, and so much more. Come for the live professional food prep demos with some of the most celebrated living food chefs, meet the wellness experts who are changing the future, and of course, take part in the incredible scenic and magical energy that only Sedona has worldwide. Get your tickets now at purelivingexpo.com. Use special code ZGR2015 and you'll get 10% off your tickets. I'll see you there in the land of the Red Rocks at Pure Living Expo, July 23rd through 27th.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next Sacred Exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, the producer of the film Sold, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to our fourth and final segment of this beautiful show today. We are here with Daya, a divorce attorney mediator based out of Los Angeles, and talking about conscious uncoupling. And really, we touched on something off air for a minute here where, by the way, welcome back to the show, gorgeous Daya. Thank you. Yeah. I loved what we were talking about just now. We were talking about that the end goal is not to be in divorce. The end goal, as you were sharing, really is to be conscious mediators, wherever that may be. If it's just bringing to light, you're almost like a psychologist, yeah, in what you do, because in the end, it may it wherever it's supposed to be. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I think you're right. You go to an attorney and you think, okay, I'm getting divorced, and you might find out otherwise when you're conscious.
Yeah, well we got several different situations. Sometimes the couples will come to us and they're very clear that they're ready to move on, and they're, you know, want to get their divorce. One person's in another relationship, and that's kind of clear, and they come to us like that. And then there's other couples who, you know, have had breakdowns in the relationship, and they feel like it's time for them to get divorced. But they come in and they start consciously communicating. We use these tools for them to really open up and communicate again and together. And they decide that, you know, sometimes that maybe they would like to take some time and think about whether or not, you know, it's time for them to separate and divorce, or if they would like to, you know, get some resources and maybe work together as a couple and maybe, you know, stay in their relationship. So, but the most important thing is, like, we're not vested in whether or not they actually get divorced or not. We want what's best in their highest and best interest. So if it's going and, you know, trying to work it out together and getting some support in that, then by all means, you know, we love that. And if they want to come back, you know, if it doesn't work out later and they've given it a try, they come back sometimes, like a year or two later. They said, you know, we tried, we've done a lot of work, we've worked together, and, you know, it's time for us to move on. So.
That's beautiful. And do your clients need to be based out of California, or how does it work? Because on this show, we have listeners all over, many 50 countries plus are listening. So I just wondered if people wanted to call in, do they do Skype? And how does it work to work with you?
Many of our clients come aboard on Concordance, which is the name of our boat, Harmony, Concordance means Harmony, so the Harmony boat. Most of our clients do come on board. I do mediate some clients, I know, by phone or Skype. I've done that before, so that's possible too as well. But most of our clients do come aboard.
Yeah, and I think the laws are so different in every state and every country. So you're licensed for California, correct?
Yeah, I'm a California lawyer and mediator. Uh-huh. And, you know, the one interesting thing I didn't mention that I thought your listeners might be interested in is also we do something very unique in our practice. And I have a partner. His name is Dennis Cohen. He's male. He holds the male space, and I hold the female space with a couple. And oftentimes couples will come in and they'll want that configuration, and they want a man and a woman lawyer mediator. And it's just a really safe feeling of a safe space because of the balance of the energy with the male and female.
I think that's so incredibly powerful. So for the couples out there who are just in this journey, and it is a journey, as we know, is there anything that we can share with them, sort of even just best practices or sort of the initial do's and don'ts? Because I know I've been through the divorce process, and I have a beautiful amicable relationship with my ex-husband. I mean, we're so part of our families, our new families. And I want that so much for everybody. And that's why it's great seeing that we have the opportunity to talk about that. And then also with Fontina, I've been through some of the things that she talks about, which wills and, you know, actually the two of you are both all related to family. So that's why this is such a great show today. But anything that you can maybe offer to our beautiful listeners, just they're in the stages of, you know, those initial emotions, or anything we can do to maybe kind of get them on course before they do anything drastic?
Yeah, well really, it's really good to come in and have a consultation and talk. But during the actual process of divorce, a lot of times it's easier to just, if it's a difficult topic or subject to discuss, to just wait till they're in that safe space with some support, with us there, you know, to help guide them through. Then, you know, a lot of times they'll go and they'll talk to every friend they have, or they'll talk to their soon-to-be ex and about things that are very charged. And, you know, then it, you know, takes them off. And, you know, so that's one thing is don't go talking to everybody and getting advice. You know, follow your inner guidance. I always, you know, caution our clients to do that. So a lot of times they'll come into mediation and they'll feel really good about it, and then they'll go and they'll call everybody who's had a divorce and they'll share their experiences. And, you know, it can really, it's every experience is different. And I look, you know, I really think that's important. And it's your own experience.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice for sure. I feel that I've seen so much where people immediately take sides and they haven't done the work inside to, you know, sort of get the downloads or to get that sort of inner direction. So they seek it externally. And I think so much of what we can do as spiritual beings, especially ones who are really doing that internal work, is to listen to it and to really, you know, take that buoyancy and that breath and that time frame. So, and then watch what spirit brings to you and how you can do it, because the other way doesn't work. It's the old paradigm, right?
Yeah, I love what you just said about following your inner guidance. I think that's really, really important, because, you know, to just hold a sacred, hold a mediation and no divorce, and, you know, the whole thing that you're going through in a sacred space for yourself, and, you know, as much as you possibly can. And really, it's like you do a lot of inner work going through this. It's one of the most challenging, you know, for people, next to losing a spouse and death. You know, divorce can be one of the most emotionally charged or challenging times in someone's life.
Tell me about your partner. I know that he's male, but he must be an extraordinary being to be partnered with you. What's he like?
You know, he's been a lawyer for, I think it's 35, 40 years. He's, you know, been around. He's done a lot of inner work. He's worked with all kinds of different masters, and he brings a whole beautiful male energy to the mix, which is really wonderful. I very much enjoy working with him, with couples. That's my number one way of doing it. I mean, I love to do it myself, too. And it brings a lot of creativity and...
Well, I like that, too, because the whole we energy, it just feels so collaborative. And, of course, that's what this whole process is about, is collaborating.
Well, you know, I find sometimes when people are going through divorce, they feel a little more bonded with the same sex. I, you know, it's just sort of they gravitate that way.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it feels like, oh, they want a man wants a man there too. You know, and a woman would like a woman there. So it works well. They choose that. You know, they choose to do it that way. So
I asked Fontina earlier in the show about, does she feel unique in terms of what she does, or does she meet other attorneys doing this? This work in the way that's so conscious and on point with who she is. I wondered that, I asked that for you as well.
You know, since we're moving into the Aquarian age and the new paradigm is, you know, blossoming as I see it, I think more and more people are moving into knowing what mediation is. There's a type of mediation, you know, they have all different types. I do the transformational type of mediation where people have a real inner experience, you know, with some of the things that we do. But yes, I do see it as a wave of the future. You know, I may have started early on, but now more and more people are actually doing it. I think it's very, very important. And creating more peace on the planet, we're creating peace in our relationships, and if we can move through them in this way.
Is there a Conscious Attorneys Association?
Yeah. There's the Holistic Attorneys. There's another group that started, Cutting Edge Law. She's beautiful. Her name's Kim. So, yes, it did.
Wow.
There's been a movement. Now I think it's catching on more and more. There's been a movement towards this type of law.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, that's great for everybody to know, because I think there's so many people hungry for feeding their soul. Feeding their souls in all ways. And the most important message out of the show today is that we don't have to be this sort of side spiritual person. We are a spiritual being here doing this human experience. And so if we can have that support in everything that we do, in everything that we are, I think everything will magnetize to it, all the resources like yourself. Dea, we're just about finished. Why don't we give them your contact info one more time, and we'll call it a day, Dea.
Okay, so you can my website is settlementworks.com. That's settlement works, works.com. And you can reach me at 310-210-6000. 7550. Or you can email me at sdh@settlementworks.com.
And in case you missed that, we will also have archives of the show, and we will have the information for Daya and her practice on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, as well as the BBS Radio profile page. Thank you so much, Daya, for being here today, and for everyone who are here to listen to Spirituality in the Workplace series and all the things that we offer here on Zeta with our advertisers and their beautiful work and services, wanting to support your expansion and growth. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend, and we look forward to tuning in with you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Cervante-Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.